This is Checkpoint XP.
Esports and gaming radio.
CheckpointXP.com.
Welcome into Checkpoint AFK on B-Pod Studios, the place to be for podcast discovery. This is Checkpoint XP's lifestyle show. From cosplay to consoles, we cover everything you care about when you're away from your keyboard. I'm your host, Nate Bender. I'm joined in this week by Norris, Robbie, and Joe. And this week, we're actually going to be talking to you about some of the changes that are happening on Checkpoint XP, the podcast, the website, the channel. There's a lot that's changing, and most of it is going to be coming around the new year. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Plus, man, Stadia has been getting some rough marks.
Ooh, excuse me.
Right into the microphone, really?
I'm sorry.
Right into the microphone.
I apologize.
It is a sneezy season so far.
Yeah,
it's really Robbie's fault.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that I wasn't the first one to do that.
I know, right? I'm surprised I haven't been the first one to do that because I've started feeling it today as well.
To be fair, you guys are
my
all getting
sneezy
sick.
Is gone. Right now, it's the phlegmy cough that I have.
No, that was more of like a dust thing because we haven't used the studio in a minute.
You were in here yesterday.
I mean, dude, I'm used to these 8-hour days in the studio.
Hey, if the chat didn't see it, it didn't happen.
No, it definitely happened. But
for sure happened.
Nate was telling us what else.
So, yeah, also with Stadia releasing, I think people are finding out just how valuable their bandwidth is or how expensive their bandwidth is. So we're going to talk a little bit about streaming here today on Checkpoint AFK. And yes, the new name is official.
Finally.
Yes.
Finally,
we have the name.
AFK. That sounds so much better than the Checkpoint XP podcast.
Soon to be rebranded.
Soon to be rebranded as something else. Brought to you by no one.
Yeah, right.
Great.
Now finally getting to unveil the new name. We'll have actually some more, changes in store for Checkpoint AFK. You know, that intro won't always be our intro. I'm sure that we'll have something a little bit more intricate because, of course, we have new members of the show.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about that in our first segment here coming up in a minute. But we always like to start off this show because some things change and then some things stay the same, right?
Oh, so staying the same would be we ain't getting no damn reviews.
We didn't get any damn reviews.
Oh. I know.
So we are going to still start off Checkpoint AFK with Apple Podcast reviews. The problem is you have to leave us some.
Who's going to be the first one?
Who's going to be the first
review for Checkpoint AFK?
That's right. So make sure you look us up on Apple Podcasts, Checkpoint AFK, and leave us a fresh review. Let us know what you think of the name
new
change.
Stuff.
Yes, that's right. We got a lot to get to here in a few minutes, but we also didn't have a show last week.
We did not.
We actually took Friday off last week.
Yes.
We
did.
And it was the most needed day off in the history of days off.
It was.
We say that about every day off that we get.
And I just wanted to glance on this here really quick before we got into the changes. Because along with all of the changes that we were laying out last week.
Came a big-ass change.
We got a big announcement that was sat in our laps on Thursday. And they said.
Thursday around 7.
So around 7 o'clock at night. And they said, go. And
no, they said, stay until we tell your ass to leave.
Well, yeah, that's
it. We were wrapping up around 5 o'clock. Like, all right,
and they wait, don't go anywhere. We've got something really important we want to tell you, but we can't tell you yet.
Yeah, so we waited for 2 more hours into the evening.
I got mad, then I got curious, then I got mad again. But then I was really curious because I figured it had to be a really big deal if they were keeping us there that late at night.
Yes,
and it was.
The announcement is that Beasley has become the new owners of the Houston Outlaws.
That's right. Robbie's favorite Overwatch team. Robbie, did you broker this from the background? That is how I felt. Like
how did you wrangle this?
I wish.
When we finally got word, I couldn't help but think like, Robbie somehow little-fingered this whole thing together.
The very first time that I ever got to sit down and meet Caroline, I'm like, look here, this esports thing, you need to keep your eyes open, all right?
From the moment we got signed on, he was in the background starting
my
to put the pieces together.
Dude, time. He went in and sabotaged the whole Optic Gaming thing so they get rid of the brand.
That's only phase one. Phase two is getting me moved from here to there.
Bye, suckers!
No, I blew that when I streamed with Flame. Which, by the way, you guys in here talking about how, it was so annoying that it tells what was going on. Imagine being me and being like, yeah, here's the announcement. Robbie, go and play Overwatch and interview Flame for the next hour. What?
Yeah.
Right now?
That's right.
Yes, right,
yeah.
Right
but
now.
But I blew my chances. He saw how I actually play, so there's no way they're letting me in that organization now.
Now you can't even lie about it anymore.
Yeah, well, you can still, I don't know, broker another multi-million-dollar deal, I guess, but it is what it is.
You're right. You know what I should have did if I wanted to make it onto an Overwatch team? Should have been the Florida Mayhem.
Oh, shit. I can make the damn Mayhem. Yeah. It is, hey man, listen.
Oh,
but anyway, we just wanted to say officially on the program, welcome to the Houston Outlaws.
Absolutely.
To the Beasley family.
Yes.
Sister organization.
Absolutely.
However, I will say if it is not working out, we will not be kind. I will do my journalistic duty, and if you deserve to get yelled at, I will be the one to yell.
No, oh, but yeah. Now that you're stuck with us.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
I mean,
I need a drop. I'm sorry. There's your drops.
All right, let me do this again. Now that you're stuck with us.
You won't get rid of me that easily.
There you go.
That's pretty good. Yeah, but that was a huge announcement.
Yes,
man.
Huge announcement. And, I mean, you know, it's so exciting having a great organization like the Houston Outlaws, a part of Beasley. And looking forward to working with them in the year to come. So hopefully we might even see some Houston Outlaw talent.
Grace us
with their presence on this show or maybe other shows. I don't know.
Right. No. I mean, again, we're journalists, so we only get so much. But, I mean, at least maybe now they'll return our calls.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I would hope so.
I would think they would. Maybe. So, they might not.
So, yes, a big welcome to our sister organization, the Houston Outlaws. To the Beasley family, we're so excited to have you here. And for what this, 2020 is going to be bringing all of us. So, speaking of 2020, we're going to talk about some of the big changes in store for Checkpoint XP. That's coming up here in just a second on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online at checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. It feels real nice to say that.
That was a sweet ad, I might say.
I know, right? Shout out to Weird Beard for whipping all that stuff up. He's the new man in charge of production around here. And, we've actually, we should talk about all of the different changes that Checkpoint XP is experiencing. Because I know that there are probably some listeners of the Checkpoint XP Daily Podcast that if they didn't listen to the very end of the last episode of Checkpoint XP Daily might be a little bit confused as to what is going on. So we thought
I've answered a few messages on our social media myself about, hey, where'd the podcast and the Twitch stream go?
Just in case you guys haven't noticed, there hasn't been an episode.
That's right.
We've noticed.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are aware. So what is going on with Checkpoint XP? I think, the answer to that
is best told in song.
But
well, I have a song I'd like to sing about that.
No, but I mean, there's a lot that's going on. Who wants to
all right, I'll start it off.
All right, there we go.
All right, because here's the thing. Good
Excuse
job.
Me. Thank yeah. you.
There's a lot of stuff, a lot
Nate
of changes.
Nate also has a song he'd like to sing about that.
Right.
Let me sing you the song of my people. God damn it.
Which is
God damn it, Robbie.
Fueled by Monster Energy, obviously.
It's actually today, it's Rain Total Body Fuel Melon Mania.
Are you sure that's not Axe Body Spray?
Yeah, I was just about to say, yes.
That sounds like an Axe brand. What is that?
That's definitely a body lotion that you're drinking, man.
That is disgusting.
You know what? Read that name again.
Rain Total Body Fuel Melon Mania. Yeah.
No, all I know is I see the word enzyme on that can, and I'm not necessarily sure.
Let me tell you.
Does that contain Anna Kournikovic?
Was that a Power Thirst reference in 2019?
Yeah, well, you want to talk deep cuts.
Wow.
Let me tell you something about Rain energy drink here as I take a sip.
It's the choice of a new generation.
It tastes like Axe Body Spray. It's what you think Axe Body Spray tastes like when you smell it.
So what you're telling us is you have such a dependency upon, you know, taurine and guanine and
yeah.
what creatine and whatever else they
creatine.
Put in energy
creatine.
Drinks. That you literally have to drink anything in order to keep your vices at bay.
No. In fact, what I'm telling you is that they're not properly restocking the vending machine downstairs with anything drinkable, and that's why I'm drinking this shit.
It is worth noting that even beyond
today as a result.
Yeah, even beyond the Monster. There's literally nothing drinkable in
my
that machine.
My choices were this or like Rock and Rye.
Oh no. Perhaps water.
Well, that's what I got as a water.
I'm
but
sorry,
geez.
What?
Water.
Water.
You know, the building block for all life.
You're
no.
saying this word, but I don't understand what it is.
Whatever. Anyway, there's
listen,
changes coming
listen.
To the brand.
Gatorade is what plants crave, okay?
No. I actually did a science project
with Gatorade
versus water, and those plants died a terrible death. Anyway.
Did you really?
Yes.
So you did a science experiment about the basically the plot of Idiocracy?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, changes coming to Checkpoint XP. At least
it's better than gun flavor.
Another power thirst.
You notice that the daily podcast has slowed down to a stop.
Yes.
That is because we are conceptualizing a daily show.
That's
it
right.
It will be a new daily show.
It
will be a different daily show.
That's right.
Joe will be spearheading that effort. So
yep.
if you miss you some Joe.
Yeah.
Good news.
Is there more Joe coming.
Is there anything that you can tell us about that show?
Yes. I would say the new shows... There's two of them.
There's two of them. That's right. Actually, yes.
We're separating esports and gaming. So if you're one of our listeners out there who's just not a big esports fan and you really just want the gaming takes, good news. You're going to be able to get just the gaming takes from now on.
Yep.
But there will also be an esports dedicated show as well. I can tell you that it'll be hosted by myself and one other person who I can't talk about yet.
Who cannot be named.
No. Who cannot be named.
A mysterious...
individual.
Hello, I'm a mysterious old man. So I can tell you that it's coming in the beginning of the new year, around then. I really don't have a ton to report on it just yet. Other than that, I'm working on it profusely every day.
So here's the thing, is that we recognize that there are people out there who want the Daily Show to return.
Yes.
They're like, well, I liked my daily influx of content. And you know what? That's fine. We understand that. We respect that. So what we're going to be doing is, you know, we're still doing the national radio show.
Hasn't gone anywhere.
We're going to be putting out segments of the national radio show on the Checkpoint XP daily feed.
Yep.
Until
probably a couple each day.
Yeah, probably a few segments every day. But it's not going to be formatted like the old Daily Show was. It's definitely going to be... You know,
a lot more fragmented.
A handful of discussions from the national show.
Well, mm-hmm. It's going to be what you would get kind of if you tuned into the national show.
That's right.
If you haven't tuned into the national show, by the way,
you really need to. It's different.
Yeah, we're changing.
We're even changing things about the radio show.
It sounds way better.
It does. And here's the thing. How I can hear people already asking. I'm not one of these lucky people that gets to live in a city that actually broadcasts your show. Oh. How will I be able to hear it? Fear not. It will be available on a podcast feed. So Checkpoint XP on Demand is actually going to be
it's coming at you
a thing.
Not to mention, look for the closest radio station to you that does carry it and go on their website. You'll be able to hear it on there.
There you go. So pretty much what we're telling you is that if you're not listening to Checkpoint.
Appointment listening doesn't really work. Yeah.
The Mandalorian begs to disagree.
Yeah, but that's still that's
not appointment.
That's
viewing,
not
though.
Appointment viewing. You don't,
yeah, you're right.
You don't have to hit Disney Plus at exactly 11 o'clock to catch it from the beginning.
That's true.
Right. You don't want spoilers.
Game of Thrones begs to disagree.
Game of Thrones was definitely appointment viewing.
Yes, it was.
That I will give you was appointment viewing.
Reverse Gremlin. I would love for us to take it to ATL, man. ATL is blowing up for esports.
Hell
and
yeah.
I would love to have the show carried to ATL.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
But speaking of more changes coming, you already are listening to
changes.
Don't do that again. You're currently listening to Checkpoint AFK, which used to be the Checkpoint XP podcast.
That's right.
That is another change that we're making behind all the wonderful, beautiful production that we've now put behind that show. So this is going to sound much nicer and prettier. Robbie is going to be revamping Low Team Damage as well as the other identity. He's going to be in
charge. That's why those shows are not making new episodes.
Well, we knew there was going to be a season break for Low Team Damage no matter what.
Correct. Yeah.
But basically we're going to be bringing you Low Team Damage 2 and the all new, all different ultimate rebirth of the other identity.
Ah, yes. And those will also have some fresh faces on them.
That's right.
The plan.
Look forward to that in the new year. The plan. As well.
Please, and to quote Yoshi P in FF14, please look forward to it.
That is right. And Joe, you started a new video series.
You have.
I did. I recorded this.
Tell us.
Hopefully a few of those are going to be coming out.
Yeah. Tell us about your brand new, extremely relevant, cutting edge information podcast, sir.
Yeah. So I started a series. Joe explained the Star Wars Extended Universe.
Why? We're going to talk about precious bandwidth here in a few minutes on the show. Why are you wasting people's precious bandwidth with information about the Star Wars Extended Universe?
Because someone has to. So in the first episode, we talked about Darth Vader's Magic Sith Gauntlet.
When are you going to talk about the wheels?
I'm not ever going to talk about the wheels.
That's literally what this is for.
What is the wheels?
Thank you. I don't know. Has to do with the midichlorians, I guess.
You'll have to tune into episode 3 to find out what the wheels are.
Yes.
Ugh.
You are going to explain the wheels.
Apparently.
Yes.
Episode 2, we talked about Skippy the Jedi droid. Don't worry.
Why is his name Skippy?
Why not?
Ask Peter David. He wrote it. I don't know. I didn't name
What's the name of the droid in the new Jedi game on his shoulder?
BD-1.
That's a stupid name.
No, it's not. It's better than fucking Skippy.
Nah, Skippy for life.
No, shut
technically,
up.
Skippy
sorry.
Died for your sins.
Technically, he did, technically. that's a R5-D4 is Skippy's designation. Not happy that I know that off the top of my head.
This sounds like Wookiee Life Day propaganda to me.
That's definitely what it sounds like.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like, it's so dumb. He actually does. Like, he has a vision of what will happen if he goes with Luke Skywalker, and that's why he kills himself, basically.
We should all.
He literally does die for the universe's sins.
We should all strive to be more like Skippy. Climate change.
Thank you, Jesus Bot.
Hashtag climate change.
We appreciate you, Jesus Bot.
God. Anyway, if you want to find out about Skippy the Jedi droid, keep an eye on the website this weekend.
And the Jawas gave up their only begotten droid so that Luke Skywalker
Do you think
may live.
That I'm not going to talk about the Jawa Jedi at some point?
What?
There was a Jawa Jedi?
Now that I do know, there was a Jawa Jedi.
Only in a tabletop RPG. He's never even appeared in a comic. He's D-canon. He's as far down the canon line as you can go. But there was a Jawa Jedi who very notably thinks it's extremely racist when you say Utini at him.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's
Akiel? Akiel?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like the right name. Yeah.
I too, like Joe, have a much more than I'm willing to admit knowledge of the extended universe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to doing an episode on like Darth Krayt. That'll be fun.
Oh, dude, and Kate Skywalker?
Well, listen,
okay, no, not Kate Skywalker. That sucks. But
no,
yeah.
You're going to do an episode on Kate Skywalker.
I'm going to do a month on Kate Skywalker. I cannot fit that into an episode.
All right, that's fair.
Jesus. Sucks.
That is fair.
The whole thing sucks. And he got like 4 years of comics.
There's
that wasn't a one-off.
There's some good things that came out of Kate's run.
Yeah, his blaster shotgun. I can't wait. That's going to be fun.
No, there's some. Because wasn't Darth Crate...
His drug habit?
Wasn't Darth Crate in a Cade Skywalker story?
Yes, Darth Crate comes
so
from
exactly.
that time frame.
So shut up. As well as his super hot pheromone girlfriend.
Yeah, Darth Crate, the sand person Sith Lord.
That's dope. And Darth Talon.
I think Darth Talon's before him.
No, I could have swore Cade Skywalker fought Darth
Does
Talon.
Does he?
Yeah. Because Darth Talon's the Toy Leak lady, right?
Yes, yeah, she is the red female.
I'm almost absolutely sure that is.
If she is that time frame, she is the only good thing to come out of that time frame. Right, I'll give you that if she comes out of that time frame.
All right, fair.
I'm sorry, I just spaced out for a minute. What?
That's why we need the series! Because
what
this fuckery is all over the place, and we need somebody to make sense of this shit that don't matter no more.
Yeah, we gotta talk about the depressed crying mountain.
Joe, I only have one thing to say to you.
What's that?
Utini.
That's racist. That is their word.
That's their word?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just read it because he can speak essentially common,
basic.
Yeah,
common
basic.
Without an accent.
Correct. That, he does not speak it with a Jawa accent, and he thinks it's really racist when
what
you say
it,
Utini.
What does a Jawa accent sound like?
Utini.
That, but while speaking basic.
Oh, God, I don't even know.
Yeah, let's not even attempt it before we offend actual humans.
We know that Obi-Wan speaks with a Coruscanti accent, apparently.
What?
They had to explain why Alec Guinness and Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan's had different accents.
Yeah.
So they said that one of them speaks with a Coruscanti accent and the other one has lost the accent.
Did they, though?
I'm telling
what?
You, if you
no,
pose a problem to George Lucas, he will try to answer it.
No.
And that's the problem.
But didn't what's his name? The guy who plays Obi-Wan. Fucking
Ewan McGregor.
Yes, Ewan McGregor. Didn't he say, like, he purposefully was trying to make himself sound more like Alec Guinness?
Probably. He always does shit like that.
Yes.
So, that didn't even need explaining. Whatever.
What
anyway, we're supposed
me,
to be
it's
talking
George.
About the shit changing with Checkpoint. We got on the EU somehow.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Sorry, you
asked me. This,
anyway, this is what my series is about. Yeah. Enjoy.
Anyway.
So there will be more video series on the way. The point is that
before
if-
you continue, we forgot about the most important show. Obviously, Checkpoint XP on campus.
No, I was going to say, the point is that all of this stuff lives over at our website, checkpointxp.com, which is getting much, much more posts that are headed to it.
Way more content.
A lot more content, and not all the content is podcast content.
Yeah, like how I got Dexited today.
Exactly. Yes. If you want to hear about Robbie's Dexit situation, then make sure you head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com. Bookmark it. Check it every day. Like, honestly, new stuff is going up every single day. Make sure you have that bookmarked if you don't already. But yes, Checkpoint.
I want to add on to that.
Uh-huh.
We used to average between 2 and 4 posts to the website every day. That was our average for a long time. We are now, since this week started, we are averaging 9 posts to the website a day.
Yes.
They all have opinion in them. They're not just like throwing
news
up
blast,
a news blurb. It all will give our thoughts on everything that's going on. Make sure you check out the website. Check out our articles. And we've got tons of new stuff coming out every day.
That's right. Okay, so Checkpoint XP on campus. What's going on with Checkpoint XP on campus?
A lot of stuff, but it's not going nowhere. It's still going to be your usual time slot, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Now,
right here on the twitch.tv/CheckpointXP channel.
To that end, this week is a holiday.
It is. So
Next week is a holiday.
But we will have some special content coming out for that.
Okay.
And on Black Friday, we're going to be running every episode of Checkpoint XP on campus.
Marathon!
So, stay glued to the social medias for the exact time on when that's going to air. It's going to be Black Friday, and if you losers are out shopping, that is your fucking fault. You should be at home watching Checkpoint XP on campus and getting to know a whole semester's worth of college esports news. But on top of that, there's some new developments coming down the pipeline, even with Checkpoint XP on campus. Oh. So make sure you guys are glued to that. And if you got family members that are younger or in college or you're in college, definitely interface with me or Checkpoint XP on campus because we want to get as many people involved as possible.
That's right. And lastly, changes to this show. While the four of us might not be doing Checkpoint XP, the national radio show together, thanks, Joe, shuffling off and doing other things.
Can we blame yeah. him? I mean, look back at the past few years.
No, fuck that. I blame him. This is the best show ever in the history of mankind. And Joe does everything he can to not be on that radio show. Joe, do you realize there's somebody? No, there is somebody who is going to be listening to that radio show who really look forward to hearing your voice specifically.
And you abandoned them. You're right.
You have abandoned them, and you're going to have to explain that one day because you didn't do a good job of it last week on the last national show. I don't want to hear it from you. You got to come and tell the adoring fans and the public why you're no longer on the show, because if you don't, I will personally throw you to the wolves and let them snatch you limb from limb.
McChizu in the chat over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp says... I'm with Norris.
That's right.
Hashtag I'm with Norris.
Okay.
Wow. That's right.
Okay.
Norris, yeah. Norris, also hashtag said, Norris was right. If it doesn't work out, you got to come crawling back.
I'm telling you.
Holy cow.
So,
okay.
Well, my point was that all four of us will be doing this show together.
That gives me one time a week to yell at Joe for not being on the national show.
Well, at times. Hang on.
To yell at him in front of people. We yell at him all the time anyway across the office.
That's a good point.
So, well, but we want to make sure that this show incorporates all of Checkpoint XP, and that includes also our producers, Chad and Weirdbeard. They will be periodically joining us here on the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were worried that the core of Checkpoint XP was somehow disrupted or broken up, it is not. It is still very much intact here on Checkpoint AFK.
Yeah,
but yes,
Joe's desk is still directly next to mine.
Yes,
it is.
I still throw stuff at him and he still shows me weird memes.
I do show you weird memes. That is true.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So how is it?
Memes.
So it's been a week now that you haven't had to be on the national show. How has it been going for you?
It's weird. I won't lie. It is very weird not like coming in, planning the show, and doing the show every day. It's a lot more of meetings and phone calls, which, I mean, isn't exactly thrilling. But overall, I do get to work with a lot more of like the brand in general and, you know, kind of moving things.
The boring shit.
I mean, not to me. It's really cool to me, but...
I mean, that's fine, but
to the average person,
the
it is a lot of off-camera stuff, but that's what I've always felt that I'm better at anyway, so...
You say that shit, but clearly the chat disagrees with you. Chat misses you, okay? They agree with me.
Do you not remember that off-the-cuff 12-minute interview that you did with the Collegiate Rocket League guy when we were out
I remember
at,
that
yeah,
vividly.
Man, that was fire.
And then, you know what? Early next month, I've got an interview that'll be off-the-cuff with OS New York. I'm pretty excited about
that. You can't say it's off-the-cuff
if you know,
if
about
you know it.
It.
I knew that was going to be happening too, but I still didn't prep any questions. Shut up. Off the cuff.
Why
for me
is
just
he leaving
I didn't prep
the show?
Questions.
I don't get it.
I'm just saying. Reverse Gremlin says I feel abandoned, like when Pa left to get smokes and never came back.
Damn. Well, I mean, I guess if I loved you more, I would have stayed.
McChizu says you're going to a top 40 station, aren't you?
All right. So Nate and Norris can speak to this. My knowledge of music is so pathetic.
Oh my god,
I could not survive.
You have the music depth of a thimble.
Correct. Like,
shit.
I could go to one other kind of station and it's sports talk. Like, sports talk is the only other kind of station I could survive in, possibly. There's no way. No, I'm not leaving Checkpoint or the brand. I'm just not performing on the radio show anymore.
I think the only person I know that knows less about music than you is Robbie.
Nah,
Robbie knows more than I do. Because
no.
if you guys Robbie talk about country music, he can talk to you about it for a second.
I would have guessed that maybe we're about equal, but for different
genres.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
Nah, Robbie knows a little... Robbie consumes enough traditional media to know a little bit about a little bit. Joe, I don't say shit to you about music, and I just see it go...
Just right over
the head, man.
No.
Straight up.
Because, like, you know... Growing up, like you, all, I'm assuming you both had the classic like silver Sony CD player that would fit
the
your
Walkman
pocket.
Boy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, the Face and Satcha Echoes.
Yeah, I did not. I did not have that. I did not have a radio in my room. I did not have anything for playing music. My first thing that I owned that played music was my PC.
So what is your soundtrack to your life? Like when you
silence.
Have
crickets.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so when you have
just sadness.
When you have
No, it was literally whatever music or music was coming out of my Genesis or my Nintendo.
That is
64.
Horrifying.
All gaming.
So
music.
Wait a minute. So you telling me you could be chilling, losing your virginity, and you got to listen to like the Rocket Knight Adventures music?
It's that. That
I did not lose my virginity at 8. Thank you, Norris. I'm happy to say.
I say out in Clarkson though, it probably was just the sound of the crickets.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
for sure.
Clarkson. I didn't live in Clarkson.
He lived in Clawson.
It was Clawson.
Wow. It wasn't the sound of crickets. It was
the sound of, like, mild racism.
I'd have preferred the crickets.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what it was? It was the sound of cats fucking. That's what it was. For sure. We had feral cats for days.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
That's gross.
The first time I ever heard that, I literally thought, like, a girl was being murdered outside my bedroom window.
An unpleasant noise.
It's terrifying. I was like, oh, my God, there's actually a ghost outside my window right now. It's the only explanation for what I'm hearing.
Let me tell you. So I went over to my friend Brandon Stevens' house. I had to have been in, like, sixth grade or something, right?
Yeah.
And he had a cat. They had, like, two or three cats. But one of their cats was in heat.
Oh, no.
And I never heard a cat in heat before.
It's horrifying.
And it stayed away for most of the
day.
It's
just like,
right?
Ah!
Right? So, dude, we have a full day. Like, his parents had jet skis and lived on Lake Orion. So we were jet skiing around Lake Orion. And so we had a full fun day.
Yeah.
And watched horror movies and then went to bed. And in the pitch black of nothing, just the dark of his basement, I hear. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? What is that? I'm going to die. What is happening? It is the most terrifying sound if you're not prepared for it. Because you think a cat is being murdered.
Straight up, that literally the day that happened, I watched an episode of not like Ghost Adventures, but it's one of those shows that like where they
like
tell,
Ghost Hunters or something.
No, it's one of the ones where they tell their story of being haunted and they reenact it.
Yeah.
One of those, and the one that they were telling was this woman who went over for a vacation in Vietnam. And the place that she was sleeping at, she woke up and saw a ghostly figure outside the window screaming. And literally, not 20 minutes later, I start hearing the cats going outside. And I was out of my room. I was like sitting out in like the kitchen huddled up like, no, man. Absolutely not.
You want to see the best episode of, I think it's Ghost Stories or something like that, ever.
Ghost Stories. That's what I was watching.
Yeah. That was it. The best one ever is Jim Norton does one. The comedian Jim Norton.
Really?
Yeah, he's also on Sirius XM. He used to do Opie and Anthony
but
forever.
But he has a Ghost Stories episode?
Yeah, he punks them. It's a lie. And he does it so straight face. They do the episode and produce it up and put it on television, and then they go back on radio and he just reveals where, you know,
that it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Look up the video.
Amazing.
It is absolutely hysterical. All right. Well, coming up on Checkpoint AFK, how precious is your bandwidth? What's your bandwidth worth? That's a nice bandwidth there. Should be a shame if something happened to it.
It would be a shame if something was to happen to it.
We're going to talk about streaming and your bandwidth and what it's worth. That's coming up next on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Don't go AFK on us.
Follow us online. at CheckpointXP.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint AFK on BPodStudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Man, these new bumpers are great.
I know,
this
right?
Amazing.
Shout out to Rick Weirdbeard Hoggerhide for hooking us up with new production and just being an overall awesome new producer, bringing a whole new vibe to the radio show, Checkpoint AFK, and all of our shows. So look forward to that among the other changes that we've talked about here today on the show. So with the release of Google Stadia and the realization that it is a bandwidth eating monster.
What do you mean?
Well, here's the thing. Now, we talked about this before the release of Stadia,
yeah,
and how it might potentially end up just eating up your bandwidth, right?
Yeah.
And
I've now gotten to test it.
You have.
I have. I haven't gotten to play it extensively yet, but I have gotten to actually bust it out, hook it up, and start playing.
Okay.
What did you play it on?
I played Samurai Showdown on my TV in my living room.
Okay.
So
at 360p, right?
No, I played at 1080p, 60 FPS. And it is, for me, it's a little over 6 gigs.
That you used in bandwidth?
6 gigs an hour, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say it's about that. Yeah, it's not cheap bandwidth-wise to use. Now, if your question about this platform is, does it work?
Yeah.
Actually, I thought it worked pretty well.
Really?
I mean, I did not notice much in the way of like input lag or anything like that. I mean, I had one moment that I can think of where like my whole internet hiccuped and it hiccuped along with it.
Sure.
But outside of that, no, I was actually pretty impressed with how well it worked.
And the numbers that we've been hearing for, if you happen to be streaming in 4K for some reason, 20 gigabytes an hour.
Yes, 20 gigs an hour if you're streaming in 4K, 60 FPS.
So here's the thing that continues to blow my mind, because I was very much so on board with this as an idea, as a concept, right? But I also said that, you know, until the advent of 5G and data becomes even easier to get to, you know, the vast majority of the country and the vast majority of people, to where what we have now is so incredibly cheap that it essentially becomes non-existent.
Yeah, but right? don't you remember when 4G had first started coming out?
Yeah.
Dude, I had like a limited 10 gig plan.
Well, I remember when any of the Gs, the 3Gs and stuff came out.
Yeah.
And, you know, when DSL first came out, the dedicated service lines, you didn't have to be the phone when you use the internet, right?
Yep,
and how obsolete something and cheap something like 56K became. And I think when you are at a point where you're using just that much data and trying to do what Stadia is trying to do, I think there's no way that it could be an actual viable consumer piece of tech until we get to a point to where 4G is what 3G is now, which is the version of the internet that you get pissed off when it activates on your phone.
Yeah, but it's here's the thing, though, is that, I mean, that's going to take 6G. Right? Like, that's going to take like a whole nother generation of wireless technology to make the amounts of data that are being transferred seem small.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now that we've, because bandwidth is unlimited up to what the actual physical lines can handle.
Right.
And a lot of times people don't understand that the physical lines can handle a lot of bandwidth.
Yeah.
A lot. Because your TV service, your internet, and sometimes even your phone is being bundled into those wires. And, you know, if you're like me and you live in an apartment complex, you know, that signal's being split a bunch of times. So the actual bandwidth capacity that exists in your copper wire is quite a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a bit more than you're even as a consumer getting access to.
And I can't help but feel like as I play on Stadia, I can't help but feel like I'm playing on the Dreamcast. Like it's the Dreamcast 2.0. And no, and by that I mean the tech works.
But it's ahead of its time.
It's real, and it is good, and it is what will happen in the future. But I'm worried
right
we
now.
Might be 5 years early on it.
Yeah.
I'm worried that, and you know what? Part of me thinks that this is. Part of me thinks that this is Google getting ready to like launch like their own ISP nationwide and saying like, you want to have unlimited data for your Stadia? We got you.
I would not be surprised if that is the end game here.
if that is, and let me tell you, because if I had an alternative to my current internet service provider, who will unnamed, would switch in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Whether we're talking about Rocket Fiber, which is kind of making its way sort of to my neighborhood and it cannot get here fast enough, or whether we're talking about Google and whatever connection type they end up laying, I would jump in a heartbeat. And if you provide any kind of gaming incentive, that locks it in.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing is that I'm surprised we haven't got to a point to where data is basically like water, right? No, water is not free, but when's the last time you bugged out over your water bill, right?
Yeah, you pay your water bill 3 months at a time, and even
when
then,
I lived in
bucks.
Flint and I was paying $50 for poison water.
That doesn't count!
That actually does count a lot.
I'm saying, no, it's a great point, but I'm saying it doesn't count because you can't actually use the thing you're paying for, yeah, right?
And yet they wanted to increase our bill.
I'm saying if you're in a place that has a logical water system, you don't think about your water bill. You know, $20, whatever, $30 at max. Like, that's as high as it gets.
Yeah.
And you don't think about it because water in a first world country, unfortunately, is like a superfluous thing. It is an ever-present, like, you don't think about it. Data, supposedly, is even more abundant at this point than water. So the fact that we don't have it to a point to where something like Stadia could work and not, you know, cost people hundreds of dollars is nothing more than, you know, greed at this point.
Right, because as long as the ISPs kind of control the pipeline, they can set arbitrary limits. And that's really the thing, because we hear about network balancing or load balancing or whatever your ISP tells you is the reason that they've shut off your internet for 6 hours.
We had a node go down.
Yeah, whatever it is, whatever the nonsense is that a lot of, like, a lot of times, like, it just feels like it's arbitrary. You know what I mean? Like, you're doing work. Okay, sure. You're just putting cones up for 45 minutes and then going somewhere else. I mean, like, honestly, it can feel like that sometimes.
And
like,
I know
that the reality is different, but it just, it's sort of like when your power goes out all the time and you get really annoyed with the power company. Like, what the fuck are you doing up there? You know what I mean?
I got to tell you. Like, I know you're used to your power going out all the time. That is not the norm.
Yeah, my power doesn't go out often.
I have had one power outage since I've moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That may just be your building, bro.
We've had two. One was a flicker and one was 30 minutes.
I don't think we've ever had the power go out in our place. Mm-hmm. Ever. But we're like you. We have all the underground power.
Right.
So weather is not
affected. We even have two different connections to DTE. And our power still goes. I think our power went out yesterday.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I think the thing about Stadia, just to bring it on Stadia, that frustrates me more than anything is when this was first announced and people were talking about 4K and potentially 8K gaming, which is stupid. Nobody's ever asked for that. But if you're going to talk about 4 and 8K gaming, people's first question out the gate the day the damn thing was announced was, this is going to have everybody hit their data caps. Yeah. What is this going to do for data? We sussed it out here.
Totally.
Fact you didn't even launch with enough games to justify.
And Google paid absolute no lip service to that.
No.
They said absolutely nothing about it.
Are there any features to set the limit of...
I haven't explored deep enough to know for sure if that's the case.
Because you would think that would be an important thing. Like, you know, okay, I want... You know, if there were controls in there like, okay, I want this in 720 at 30 frames a second, right? Like, that would be a way to logically control how much data is being streamed to your device.
Yes, that's correct.
You know, like, you would think, like, you need those kind of controls with a system like this.
Yeah, and I mean, Ryoko, I think, says it really well in the chat. Personally, I think Stadia is around 5 years at minimum too early. I understand that gaming through things like Stadia will be eventually what it is, but just not right now. And yeah, I mean, as I sit here and play Stadia, yes, the concept works. It will catch on. It will be popular at some point. But I just think, again, if this is Google's play to get their own ISP off the ground, brilliant.
The kind of the make or break for me is, like, Joe, have you tried to play here at work?
Like on my phone?
No, like on your work computer.
No, I haven't.
Try that. Let me know how that. Yeah, let me know how that works out.
For use somebody else's internet. But the thing is,
No. I mean, use somebody else's internet. Not just that, but those computers, like, they're
suck.
Well, they're new, but they're also, like, really not that powerful.
They're not built for gaming.
Exactly.
And the whole concept is supposed to be using a PC or a piece of hardware not built for gaming.
Bingo. Right. See, that'll be the make or break.
Well, I mean, like I said, though, like, I played on my TV at home. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not made for gaming at all.
Oh, on your
it's smart just a TV? Yeah.
Well, yeah, they gave you the Chromecast.
Yeah,
if you
got
my
Chromecast
pack.
On my TV. So, like, yeah I mean,
still
it
though,
works.
Still
but
though.
I mean, a Chromecast has a lot of RAM inside of it for a dongle, essentially.
Listen, I just want to see the thing run on our computers that are equivalent of a TI-83. That's all.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I'll bring
I'm just curious.
Give that a go.
I think the biggest thing for me, though, that I'm very curious about is that Stadia is trying to come out with a lot of current-gen games, and I never in my 1,000,000,000 years thought I would ever say this. But after actually playing something like PlayStation Now, cloud gaming is just best served for older games currently. Because they're smaller.
Like last generation.
Yeah, last gen games or older.
But they're also such small data, pieces of data.
That's the point.
You don't even actually need it for them, though.
No, but what I'm saying is that the data that is transferring is so small that it will have little to no impact on the data on your data cap at home. And so if you're trying to play, you know, the newest Call of Duty, yeah, you're going to see yourself hit your cap super high, which, by the way, I don't see why you would play anything that is that latency dependent on something that's not native on your console.
A video feed is going to be the same amount of bandwidth no matter if you're playing Call of Duty or, you know, a last-gen title. You're not downloading the assets. You don't. It's the video feed.
It's true. It's the video feed. But PlayStation Now, you can actually download the game itself if you want.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. So that allows you to, if you want to take the bigger data chunk at the onset in order to not spend the data as you play it, you know, throughout time.
Yeah.
Then that is your choice. I don't know if Stadia has that choice or not.
I don't think so.
I'll be doing a full review on Monday, so we'll see.
All right. Well, there you go. But listen, we want to hear from you. We want to get your opinion on this, especially if you're a Stadia owner. Are you concerned about how much bandwidth this service ends up consuming? Have you tried it at work? Why is the reason you went with Stadia? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks so much for joining us for Checkpoint AFK. CheckpointXP.com is where you can find out more info about the show, interviews from past episodes, and a whole lot more. That's all over at CheckpointXP.com. Stay up to date on all the latest by following us on social media, CheckpointXP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you like the show, consider dropping by our Apple Podcast feed and giving us a rating and a review so we can read it here on the air. Checkpoint XP is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Actually, that may not be true anymore with how the reimaging is going. But anyway, for the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan, my name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.